Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New signs of an economic slowdown. The Labor Department released new jobs numbers half an hour ago. Analyst Gus Fauché.
This is not the world's best jobs report. We saw slower job growth in July, only 114,000 jobs added over the month. And we also saw an increase in the unemployment rate to 4.3%. That's the highest unemployment rate we've seen in a few years.
The upside, that increase in unemployment was mostly pushed up by the number of people looking for work. Markets are reacting. Dow futures down 454 right now. NAS futures off 458. Emotional reunions on the tarmac in Maryland last night. President Biden and overjoyed family members greeted Americans Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kormasheva as they stepped off a plane and onto American soil for the first time since each was imprisoned in Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Mornings.
This was a human victory. It was three innocent people coming home to their families, reunited with their loved ones, and that's a magical thing.
Whelan spoke with reporters before a medical check in San Antonio.
I went on a two-week vacation. You know, the FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with. And they wouldn't let it go.
Another oppressive heat wave is settling in across the country. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
All of the Northwest is seeing the worst heat, but probably the most oppressive heat, well, that's the Mid-Atlantic and the Carolinas, where in Washington, D.C., though the mercury will get to the century mark again today, it'll feel like 110. In Charlotte, it's just about the same.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency with a tropical weather system gathering strength over eastern Cuba, Hispaniola, and the southeastern Bahamas. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Since it is moving into such very warm Gulf of Mexico waters, there could be very rapid development of the storm over the next 48 hours.
National Hurricane Center says it has a 60% chance of becoming a cyclone. An Olympic champ has taken an apparent swipe at Donald Trump. CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris.
The gymnastics star wrote, "I love my black job" on X in response to a post from singer-songwriter Ricky Davila, who wrote, "Biles dominating gymnastics is her black job." Both are seemingly references to former President Donald Trump, who said Wednesday at the National Association of Black Journalists that immigrants are taking black jobs. He then said, "A black job is anybody that has a job. That's what it is."
S&P futures are down 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The missing Racine County woman was found safe yesterday, but now Kenosha investigators are looking for an 89-year-old man. A silver alert has been issued for Robert Vines Sr., an 89-year-old man missing from Kenosha. Vines, who has dementia, was last seen Wednesday walking near his apartment complex on 18th Street near Pick and Save. People are being asked to be on the lookout for Vines. He's a black male, 5'9", weighing 160 pounds, with brown eyes and a bald head. There's an image on the KPD social media page. A bench warrant has been issued for the conservative activist from Racine County accused of election fraud. Harry Waite had a court date yesterday for a hearing about him wanting to change his attorneys. Court records from yesterday show that Waite indicated to the court that he thought the court date was a whim of the judge and didn't show. He had previously filed a notice regarding termination and withdrawal of counsel. The charges against Waite involves fraudulent requests for absentee ballots, a move Waite says was done to prove the myvote.wi.gov website was not secure. Someone lying in the middle of Highway E in Summers was hit and killed by a car early yesterday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says the person driving the car stopped and called police after the collision. The person killed has been identified as 33-year-old Anthony Mitchell. We're working on learning more. Severe weather swept through the area last night, bringing a light show but canceling a comedy show. State fair officials had to cancel comedian Gabriel Iglesias's set at the Grandstand last night. While the storms brought heavy rain to some areas, there have been no reports of significant damage or injuries. There was flooding on some roads. The state fair did continue despite the rain. It runs through the 11th in West Allis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. Always good to come to a team that is in first place. This guy's believing me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds will linger around for a while this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Timeless hits on WRJ, and I'm Cindy Huber. Good morning. Great to be with you on this. It's going to be sunshiny, honest, I promise. Mother Nature told me on the way to work. I was like, hey, my back doesn't hurt. Normally, my back will tell me when it's going to rain. Man, feeling pretty good today. Didn't have to take that ibuprofen. Here's the Stones. Enjoy.
Yes, yes.
Radio Park.
To pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And I'll be
WRJ and local news and timeless hits. I love that last, you know, when Bill gets to that point where they bang on that piano, I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah. A great, great song. Bill Withers, Lean On Me. You know, I love soul. Love that Motown and soul. That's why I work here on WRJN. Listen all next week for Don Rosen. He's got your chance to win a pair of tickets to Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul at Memorial Hall on Friday, August 16th. That's next Friday at 8 p.m. You can hear the music. You can hear. You actually will hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Tickets are available on the events tab at festivalpark.com.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort. Like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. Kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's going to turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday will all be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a
someday when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and that will be the day. Oh, what an awesome, awesome singer. Gone too young. This guy, too, when you think about it, Elvis is like, what is, about 45? Too young. WRJN with Elvis.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Thank you.
right here on WRJ. And I'll give me some of that loving. I say that like, give me some potato chips. You know, Rich, I got your mic on. You're supposed to go, ha, ha, ha.
Happy Friday, Cindy.
Are you sure this isn't a Monday? Because it feels like. But anyway, give me some chips. Give me some loving. It's all the same to me some days.
Give me some meatball subs.
There you go. That's Spencer Davis Group, by the way, just in case. Yeah, tell me who the song it. Come on, Cindy. Hey, our WRJ and big deal of the day. I brought in the big guns to tell you about Racine Youth Sports.
50% Racine Youth Sports, yeah. Yeah. So I know we talked about it a couple days ago, but sports registrations, you got football in the fall, you got basketball, you got martial arts, you got baseball in the spring. So there's a lot of great things that the Racine Youth Sports Organization does, and they provide quality structured activities to the children of Racine County. So what you want to do today, go to WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. You can purchase a $40 sports registration certificate for just $20 today.
That's really cool. And it's really something to do. You're looking at your kid that's kind of like sitting around and just, you know, on their phone all the time. And you're like
playing video games all the time.
All day long. And, you know, get him into a team where he gets to meet friends and do sports activity. And, boy, $40 gift certificate for $20 is really affordable.
Your kids will thank you for this.
Maybe not right away, but
give it some time. Give it some time. They'll be thankful for
this
sure.
This is really a great deal. It really is. And I wish something had been like available like that to me when my kids were growing up. Mm. So again, today's WRJ and big deal of the day is
Racine Youth Sports.
All right. It's on our website, WRJN.com. Click on the big deals tab.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Cities, villages, and counties all over Wisconsin are getting their first $1.5 billion from the state's new shared revenue system. Lawmakers and the governor agreed on a shared revenue deal last year. It also let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise sales taxes. Western Wisconsin's 3rd U.S. House District could hold the keys to victories and majorities from the State House to the White House. That's according to Congressman Mark Pocan.
There's 6 UW campuses on the district. It's important to get that vote out for Tammy and for Vice President Harris. So I can't, say any more than this is an extremely important district for Democrats up and down the ticket.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shanklin, who's running for Congress against Eric Wilson and Rebecca Cook in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a 3-day search involving the National Guard, dogs, and dozens of members of the community, 85-year-old Karen Wandry of Racine County has been found alive and is safe. Wandry went missing Monday. There's no word yet about how she was found, but she's currently undergoing medical evaluation and is reported to be in stable condition. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says in a statement that they express deep appreciation for the community's support. April elections have August implications. Yesterday, judges elected in the spring were sworn in, with Racine County now having Jessica Lynott overseeing Branch 3 of the Circuit Court. In Kenosha County's spring election, Heather Iverson beat Judge Frank Gagliardi in the race for the Kenosha County Circuit Court Branch 3. She was also sworn in this week. Both of the new judges unseated judges that had been appointed by the governor. People interested in policing have an opportunity in Mount Pleasant. Applications are open for the 2024 Citizen Police Academy hosted by the Mount Pleasant Police Department. It starts September 10th. The Academy aims to educate about police operations through a series of interactive classes and activities. Those interested in enrolling should submit their applications by August 23rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds will linger around for a while this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Our high today, 82. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 69. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Oh, my feet.
Temptations and WRJN. Otis Williams is the last surviving member of that original group. He says the reason that everybody died young was they didn't love themselves enough to take care of themselves. You know, suicide, cocaine overdose, alcoholism, bad health. Otis Williams, by the way, he's still touring. Here's the Foundations.
Why do you build me up? We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN Righteous Brothers. You've lost that loving feeling. Great, great song. Still as great as the day they recorded that. That's what makes these 60s, these songs that came out in the 60s and early 70s so special. They don't lose their luster over time. They're still really, really good. That's, of course, that's my opinion, not necessarily the opinion of... Actually, it is. That's why we all work at WRJN. Hey, you want to catch a Milwaukee Brewer game this summer and sit in really great seats to club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians? You can enter daily for your chance to win on our Big Deals. On our Big Deals page, just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, follow the pop-up instruction to enter, and no purchase necessary, and you've got until next Friday to get it done. So WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers. And of course, the Brewers are in Washington, D.C. tonight. Pre-game show 5:10. You can listen live here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I don't like onions. I'm doing paleo. Do they have gluten-free bagels? You can't juggle every food request for a work event, or can you? Easy Cater is the all-in-one tech platform that makes it easy to get restaurant catering for work, with options for any group, size, taste, dietary preference, or budget. Easy Cater saves your favorite restaurants and orders, which makes reordering a snap. Need to modify an order? No problem. So when it comes to food for work, make it easy on yourself with Easy Cater. Start your order at easycater.com.
It's summer in Britain, and the crimes are just getting started.
I found another body.
Stream the best of British crime drama only on BritBox. Don't miss new seasons of acclaimed series like Blue Lights, which Time Out calls Belfast's answer to The Wire.
Back up, over!
And The Responder, starring Martin Freeman in his international Emmy award-winning role.
I can feel it. I'm going to crack.
Stream the best of British crime drama on BritBox.
You know, this is why I want to be a detective.
Watch with a free trial today.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
WRJN.
And local news and timeless hits. They're back on WRJN. Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Uncle Dick is back with Uncle Dick's Dick's Picks today at 12:15. Are you a Mamas and Papas fan? Uncle Dick tells us the story behind the songs or the musical groups, and he will be back at 12:15. One of my favorite features on the show that I do. Right now, here comes some Baby on WRJN.
Comes as no surprise to me. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Markets are sharply lower, with Intel shares opening down 27% after this morning's jobs report. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The U.S. labor market is slowing down. In July, the economy produced 114,000 jobs. Now, that's lower than what was expected. The expectation was for 175 or 185,000 jobs. And although this was the 43rd consecutive month of job growth, the pace of job growth is decelerating.
Investors expect the numbers will prompt the Fed to finally begin cutting interest rates.